Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 5 of the True Canna Cast. And it sure ain't the fucking episode I was expecting or planning on, that's for sure. Oh man, Spanibus. Guess that never went down how I was expecting or hoped. I'm an eternal optimist, and up until the last minute I tried to remain positive, but yeah, the world's gone fucking crazy with the coronavirus, and it really fucked up Spanibus. That being said, a lot still went down, and there were a lot of people in town, and a lot of things happened. So as much as it was a crazy, crazy Spanibus, and it caused a lot of fucking problems for a lot of people, it will go down in history as a very, very memorable Spanibus. And when we get past this craziness, people will be able to look back at it and laugh at some of the situations and how crazy everything was. Luckily, a lot of things did happen, and the spirit in the city was incredible, regardless of all the fear and the scaremongering that was going on, which was good because you can imagine that people were in a sticky situation, being away from home and being potentially stuck in the city. So with so much crazy posts and false information and scaremongering online, it was quite a stressful period for a lot of people. There were obviously a lot of people trying to be helpful and put on good information, but it's crazy how many people just wanted to spread fear and just keep scaremongering. Those same people wouldn't post something to support a friend, but they'll put like 10 corona fucking clickbait posts up while they've got people that they know or that they follow on Instagram actually dealing with the situation. And that's the last thing anyone needs, do you know what I mean? If you're in Barcelona and you were dealing with the situation, you didn't need your fucking news getting given to you via Instagram. If you were here, you were looking for reliable news sources to find out what the facts were. So it didn't help when every time you scrolled through Instagram, it was someone with some new bullshit scaremongering that was making it difficult for people to believe anything. And that's the problem. A lot of the people, because of all the scaremongering, they didn't take it as serious as maybe they should have. A lot of people were being cautious, so I can't say that for everyone, but a lot of people do just think it's people being negative, people are being over the top, and people are dismissive of it. It's the boy who cried wolf syndrome, where people just think it's people being negative because there's always some scaremongering going on. We've seen it every couple of years with a different thing, and people just figured this would be the same. No one in their wildest dreams could have thought that it was going to get to this stage. So yeah, it was crazy the way it went down, but a lot of things happened. The ego clash went down. That was on the Wednesday before Spanibus was due, and that was put together by the guys from Third Generation Family and also a club called Dankgrass Barcelona, and a lady called Juliana who helps organize a lot of that and does a fucking incredible job. Honestly, as much as it was a disappointment for Spanibus not to happen, the fact that the ego clash did go down made the whole thing incredible. It made the week worth it, do you know what I mean? It was a highlight last year. It was the my favourite thing the year before. So the fact that it happened this year made up for a lot of people being there. It wasn't a complete washout, and everyone got to go and enjoy that event. And that event's put together so well. A whole bunch of incredible entries go in from Hash, Rosin, Solvent and Flowers. And basically, people are all set up in little teams of judges. People who enter get first choice on judging, from what I can work out. And then there's some other judges as well. And basically, everyone's all set off in little sections apart, and they judge all of the entries. And every year, the best things seem to come out on top. So you got to take your hat off to the organisers of that one and the judging behind it, because it seems like the right results always come together and the top few are all worthy of being number one. It just goes down to preference, really. It's at that level where the entries are so, so, so incredible that it's not so much about quality, it's more about preference. And for me, the most incredible achievement was from Team Flavor Hunters, and they are an incredible outfit over here in Spain. For them to stand up and contend with the people that are doing their entries in America, where they're working in a fully legal climate with laboratory grade equipment and full lab setups and a lot more book knowledge, you know, like they've got the chemistry background and have a lot of experience. And Team Flavor Hunters is someone who does everything in-house. He's self-taught, a single source grower and extractor, and he has got an amazing talent. The work he does is always incredible. He's learned and evolved over the last 5 years since I've been in Barcelona. Has been incredible. He's gone from being one of the many extract companies to being one of the leading extract companies, and has probably one of the best reputations in Europe amongst anyone's. And now it's starting to get recognized worldwide when he does something like place in the Ego Clash, and he really does deserve that attention, because like I say, he's self-taught and he's got a lot of passion. And for him to place alongside some incredible extract artists in the Ego Clash, I was really, really, really happy to see that. And yeah, no doubt he will be getting a lot more prizes as things go forward. And yeah, he makes whoever's genetics he's working with shine. So he's definitely someone you want to be making sure that he's growing your genetics, and he'll give them a good name. The Ego Clash is an amazing event. It's at a private venue just outside of the city, and everyone gets ferried to the event. No one gets charged for it. It's all laid on. There's food, drinks, everything. No one has to put their hand in their pocket. The vibes are incredible. Everyone was super friendly. There's no egos. I know it's called the Ego Clash, but trust me, this one really is about everyone putting their egos like to one side and coming and just enjoying everything. It's such an incredible event. I really, really can't speak highly enough about the guys for putting that on. It really has like set a new standard for me as far as going to like cannabis events. And yeah, anyone who's thinking of doing something really should try and come along to this and see what kind of standard it can be done to, and just how much it's appreciated and how well received it is from everyone. The quality of the entries as well are ridiculous, as always. On the extract side, it's incredible. Flower-wise, I got to be honest, there was a couple of entries in the flowers that were super questionable. I don't know what people were thinking with a few of those, but it always seems the way. But sadly, I think some people are so in their own bubble that they don't realize quite what the levels are on a worldwide scale. So occasionally you do get some low ball entries that are a bit kind of astounding, to say the least. One entry, I'm almost sure that the person entered it just so that they could judge, because yeah, it was a flower entry that looked like possibly like 6 month to a year old outdoor buds, and they weren't even big buds, they were little popcorn buds. So that one baffled me a little bit. But the winner of the flowers, I believe, was Fat Farmer, and he's an incredible grower. So it just shows that people doing good work are picking up these prizes. I will add in all the full list of winners so that you can find out who they are and check out their Instagrams. I'd like to get a few of them on at some point to talk about their entries and their methods as well. There were a lot of big wins for the Barcelona crew as well. Some of the Growers of Attitude guys and people like that are just doing insane work over here. Barcelona's got an incredible extract and hash loving culture. So when it comes to SIFT, water hash, rosin and BHO, their levels really have just gone up and up and up at an incredible rate since I came here. And the passion and the amount of people that are dedicated to make like elite level extracts for the public to be able to get their hands on is something that's really, really nice to see. For many years, that just wasn't possible. And although it's something that's available in America now, it's quite a treat in Europe to see these kind of things on menus in clubs and for people to be able to enjoy the most finest of cannabis extracts. So, yeah, hats off to people like Sagrada Familia, M&M Extracts, the guys at Wee Flowers, La Colada, One Up. Yeah, One Up have got their own little hash making room in their club next to their dispensary. So you can actually see people making hash in there with the freeze dryer and all of the equipment. The passion and the levels really are impressive in Barcelona. So if you are a fan, definitely make sure that when all this craziness is over, you come over and check them out, because the way things are going, it's going to be very difficult for a lot of clubs. Being closed for a few days is probably difficult for them. I know the clubs depend on being open all the time and having a constant flow of business so that they can cover their overheads. So this situation at the moment worldwide for all businesses that have had to shut down is going to be potentially crippling. So I'm hoping that the people that are off work and are being self-isolated but still get paid by their jobs and it doesn't affect their income, I'm hoping that those people stay at home, save up a little bit of those wages, and when it all finishes, come over to Barcelona, hit a few clubs up. If you've got friends that have got small businesses, spend that money on your friends' businesses, support small businesses and people who rely on a constant income. Don't worry about big businesses. I know that there'll be big businesses that crumble, but at the end of the day, we got to look at the smaller guys and think about people that have got smaller restaurants. Like, I don't give a fuck about McDonald's. They can just fucking drop dead and just shrivel up and go away for all I care. Burger King, all of these big chains. But if you know someone with a little restaurant, a little takeaway joint, something like that, make sure that that's where you go and spend your money when it comes to being able to go out again and do these kind of things. And make sure that you visit cannabis social clubs and just try and use your money to help other little businesses to survive if you have that income still coming in. And those of you that don't, I sympathize with you, because it is going to be a difficult time for a lot of people. People like myself at the moment, it's difficult because I can't post things out, so it's slowing down a lot of my releasing seeds at Spanibus. I wasn't able to get packaging that I needed to sell certain seed packs, so it slowed everything down, even up to the point when I was able to sell seeds to people. I was restricted in what I had available because I couldn't get the packaging, because my dad didn't come over from the UK and he had a lot of the packaging with him, because at the time it was easier for him to bring it over and send it. So little things like that affected myself, and I know that everyone that was involved in Spanibus is going to be hurting from that, because they invested a lot of money and it's all relative to what people have got. And I know smaller businesses like myself, If I've invested 1,000, that's probably equivalent to something like 20 or 30,000 that gets invested by one of the big booths that are coming over with a team of people that have paid for flights, accommodation, and all of these kind of things. And they were in incredibly difficult situations. So I understand that people wanted to be hopeful and people wanted to plow ahead with it and people wanted to be optimistic. I don't blame anyone for that, and I understand it fully. I was trying to be optimistic the whole time, and I know people that wanted to sit at home and say like, oh, you shouldn't go, it's not going to happen, this is going to go wrong. It's easy to say that when you're not invested in it and when it's not something that you're actually attending, but when you are attending it and you've invested a lot of time, energy and money and it means a lot to you, then you do hope for the best and you do just kind of think to yourself, nah, it can't be that bad. Surely things aren't going to get too crazy. And they did. They got beyond anyone's imagination. I think as much as people were saying that things were going to get locked down, the fact that it happened and the way it's happened and the worldwide response to this whole thing is crazy. And I don't blame anyone for trying to make their spanibus happen and for coming over and attending, because like myself, there's a lot of optimists. And even though it didn't happen, I'm sure that a lot of people had fun, met some cool people, got plenty of cool stories. I managed to get to a lot of people and there was a good evening, the last evening, I think it was the Friday. Yeah, the Friday, a few of us all met up at 1UP. So there was myself, Trichome Pharma Seeds, Sean from Prana Medical Seeds, and a bunch of other people, my friend Fresh Flower Farms, and a bunch of other friends, Landrace Genetics. We all met up at 1UP. And that was fun. Everyone was being super cautious, but we were in a packed environment and we weren't really being crazy, crazy cautious. Do you know what I mean? Like everyone was close around one another. So everyone's immune systems who was there seems to have held up, luckily. And I guess we're just fortunate because no one I know is sick at the moment. And you just got to hope that it continues like that and that people are doing the self-isolation, because no matter what you think of this thing, it is obviously affecting some people. So regardless of whether you believe it or not, just take some time to be at home. Chill the fuck out. Enjoy some time with your family. Download some fucking cool things. Read a book. Enjoy this time. How often do you get to say, oh, I'm self-isolating, I can't come into work, and no one can question you? If you've got sick pay, if you've got an employer that is willing to employ you and give you sick pay, which is not like a lot of people like that I know because they're growers, but if you've got a job that does that and it's a big corporation and they can afford to pay you, like I worked in a bank before. If I worked in the bank right now, I'd be phoning up coughing and saying, yep, that's it, self-isolation, I can't come in. And I would have been doing that a long time ago. So those of you that can do that and can survive financially, enjoy your time. To those who are struggling financially and you're having to self-isolate, it's hard. I sympathize with you massively, but don't go risking people's health. Do what you can to isolate as much as you can. And if you have to do jobs and you have to go out, just be careful. Try not to interact with people and try and be as safe as possible, because yeah, there are jobs that are still essential and some people can't self-isolate. Some things can be put off and those things should be put off until things are safer. But at the moment, try and enjoy some time with the family. I downloaded a Louis Theroux torrent that's got like every season, series and episode that he's ever done, every documentary. So I'm enjoying that at the moment. I was inspired to do that after seeing him on the Big Nasty Show, which was another fucking amazing episode. I love that show. It's had such an incredible array of guests on it each week. If you haven't been watching it, you should definitely check it out. It's been a pain in the ass for me watching it in Spain. I have to find streaming sites every week and it never comes up on like fucking YouTube. So yeah, I'm going to have to try and get someone to download those for me or get me a torrent so I can watch them all fully, because I've missed a couple of episodes, but all of the ones that I've seen have been incredible. He always brings on like people from his past, like his friends. He ain't forgetting his fucking, his people that he come up with. So he's always got someone that he wants to give some shine and give them a platform. So I love the way he's always doing that. And he's always managing to get on incredible like guests with them from like pop culture. So yeah, that show's been real good, real funny, humorous. And I'm glad that one's got on TV, because it's definitely doing well with desensitizing the public to cannabis smoking. People are starting to be a little bit more blasé about it, so that when it gets legalized, it's not such a shock to the rest of the society who aren't familiar with cannabis and cannabis use, because that's what has to happen. Is there has to be a slow desensitization of the public. And I'm glad to see that the UK is ploughing on with that, and it seems to be happening quite well. And you can see with shows like that where cannabis use is referenced and features in a lot of conversation, especially with the guests, and you see a lot more celebrities openly admitting to smoking cannabis, especially on that show. So I think it's doing very well for the cannabis culture in the UK. So hats off to everyone involved in that. I love that Big Nasty always shouts out Lady Sativa Genetics when he gets an opportunity, and you always hear him talking about Nasty Glue or one of their strains. So that's always cool as well. That always makes me smile. So props to him for fucking showing them love. And he does it with everyone. Like I said, the people that he's come up with and that have shown him love, he always has them on. It was good to see Steve-O on, and Man Like Hacks, and all of these people. So yeah, it's been wicked. I've loved that show, and I can't wait for the next season of it. I hope that's going to become a regular thing on Channel 4 and get the profile and the popularity that it deserves, because it's got a good vibe to it, and it's full of positivity. So yeah, it's fun. Even when they're doing the cussing matches and Nasty's getting dissed for the boot cuts, you gotta leave him alone, man. If Nasty starts wearing fucking skinny jeans, I don't know what's gonna go wrong with the world. That'll be too crazy. He's gotta stay with the boot cuts. Don't let him pressure you, Nasty. Don't let him fucking get to you with that talk about the boot cuts. Stay strong. The boot cuts are legit on you. I'm hearing that they've redone the date for Spanibus, and it's going to be in September now. And I know a lot of people are saying like, oh, it's a bit early to give a new date. But do you know what? It's far enough away that no one needs to commit to anything, but it gives a lot of people hope. So if we can look and go, oh, September, that's 6 months away. I'm looking at that and thinking to myself, awesome, that gives me time to get down two crops, which is awesome for me. I can fucking get two new things out. I can have a couple of new releases ready. I've got the new truth that I want to do. So I can test that and then have that released in time for the next Spanibus. I've also got the Afghani Cross the Truth, the Pakistani Cross the Truth. I've also got regular versions of Truezilla and Purple Fondue, which are new, having only been released in feminized versions before. So I've got a few new things that I can get tested in that time and then release for Spanibus in September, which is also my 40th birthday in September. So it'll be a fun month for me. I can look forward to that and get my head down now and just focus on getting a good crop, because I've had a lot of issues with root aphids, and touch wood, I'm hoping that I've got past that now, but I won't know for a little while now. I can never be sure until I get a crop under my belt. So I'm remaining positive and treating with Spinosad and Botanigard and a few other little things. So OG Bio War root pack as well. So I'm trying a few different things to combat that, as well as some nematodes. My friend on Instagram, Fresh Flower Farms, he is breeding nematodes and often gives me a little bottle with a bunch of nematodes so I can inoculate my cocoa with those. So basically I'm trying everything I can and hoping that after the last evasive actions, I've managed to get past the root aphids. And yeah, hopefully we will have an incredible spanibus later on in the year when the summer's in full effect. It'll be super sunny. We would have had product earth the month before in August. Hopefully everything goes well and that still goes ahead. And then we'll have spanibus back in Barcelona. So it'll be two very good months to see out the end of summertime, which will be amazing. I'll try and do an outdoor light deprivation crop and have that ready in time for the later spanibus now. So that'll be something nice. I'll be able to get my rooftop popping and get a bunch of plants that I pull in each night and force flower them. And then I'll probably turn that all into rosin on my Sasquatch. And that'll be something for everyone to enjoy. So yeah, I'll do some special things because yeah, this spanibus, I was disappointed. I had the name, the strain release, but I only got to sell it to a few people and I never had none of the proper packaging. So I was super disappointed with not being able to do that. I'm going to offer that strain to people online as soon as I'm able to post things again. So people that want to get that strain, which was the purple halitosis crossed with the Chem Valley Cooks, you basically can get that with two other packs of seeds, the Terpzuki, which is Terpzilla cross Triangle Kush cross to the Chem Valley Cooks, and also the Chemonade V2. So those strains all come together and I'm going to sell those through myself direct. So anyone who wants those, get in touch. I really think that people are going to enjoy those ones. The feedback was very good on those. I got some real, real positive feedback. There's two distinct phenos, one's super gassy, dank, and the other one's got a grape hit to it. So it's very, very special. I really like them both. So it's kind of hard to decide between which is my favorite. But between the two, I think everyone's going to be happy and be able to find a keeper, if not a couple of keepers. And I'm curious to find what names people are going to come up with. It wouldn't surprise me if there were some corona-inspired names. I've already seen that there's a COVID-19 from my buddy People Under the Stairs Genetics. So people have jumped on that one quick, fast, and it's understandable because, yeah, when it comes to naming strains, you've got to be fast off the mark. Otherwise, you miss out and someone else names it that first. Despite spanibus not happening, there's a whole bunch of seeds that have been released and are available through Pure Sativa. So make sure you check those out because there was a lot of fucking incredible things getting dropped at spanibus by a lot of good breeders, including Karma Genetics, who had some crazy A1 haze feminized hybrids that are just going to be ridiculous for haze lovers. So if you're looking for hazes, look no further than those lines. They're going to be just very, very special. You couldn't find a better person to be working the hazes than Karma because he's from Holland, where those cuts have been around for a long while. And if anyone knows how to work them and what direction to go in, it's got to be him. So I have extreme, extreme high expectations of those. And as someone who's very rarely interested in other people's seeds, that A1 Haze S1s and hybrids definitely, definitely would interest me. So if you are in the game for some haze and some long flowering sativas and looking for something unique, check those out. And myself, I have a few releases that will be coming out soon. I haven't had an opportunity to get them to Pure Sativa, my distributor, yet. But I will have the Tora Bora cookies, the Citrus Valley, also the Trudeau and the Crimson cookies all getting released officially soon. So yeah, those will be dropping with Pure Sativa once the post goes back to normal and everything can be sent easily. But until then, you can holler at me direct and I can probably sort out a few of those before to save any time. Make sure you check out Pure Sativa for the freebie deals that they've got going on as well, because they had some cool discs where you get free seeds when you spend a certain amount. And I think they're giving those out with purchases now. So you might be able to get those if you check out their website and look into it. Another thing that I didn't get to do, which I was disappointed, was the competition I'd planned for Spanibus that I was going to launch. But I'm going to do that soon. So keep an eye out on the Instagram page, True Canna Cost, and there'll be details of that soon. I'm going to be giving away like over €1,000 worth of seeds and t-shirts and other goodies from a few of our sponsors and some other friends and affiliates of the True Canna Cost. So keep an eye out for that because, yeah, it's going to be pretty special. I've got quite a lot of seeds and cool things from different people to give away. So that will get announced soon, and it will just be a simple Instagram competition where you share an image, tag a few friends, and then I'll randomly pick some winners. So keep an eye out for that. In case anyone's wondering, I should tell you how things actually are in Barcelona at the moment. I live like 40 minutes outside of the city, and from last week, Friday, till now, I haven't done much other than go to my local village a couple of times. But during that time, I also dropped a friend to the airport to take back a hire car that she had and then take her home. And during all of these trips, I haven't had any issues with the police. I had to do a 40-minute drive 3 or 4 days ago to a grow shop. That went no problem. I didn't have no issues. So I think I've been quite fortunate. I have heard stories from some other friends where police have stopped them and questioned them. But I think the real key is that you've just got to have some purpose to where you're going and have a good explanation and make sure you've got a mask and gloves and things like that. And just be sure about what you're doing and explain that it's an essential act, like you're going to get food or you're doing something that needs doing, because they will give you a little bit of hassle. But at the same time, this is a fucking serious situation. People are being made to self-isolate, and the idea that they're going to give people fines when they're in a situation where their income is probably at a halt and they're not earning anything is pretty fucking ridiculous. So I would like to think that it's more scaremongering and threats than actual real fines being dished out. I can imagine what they're saying is, if we catch you doing this journey again today, then you're going to get a fine. But if you're doing a journey once to get something and go home, you're not going to have too much of an issue. I went to get some dog food. The guy in the pet shop who was like serving through the door where they've got like a table up to block people from getting in and they just get your order, he made sure that he gave me the receipt and told me to take that in case the police ask me where I'm going. I'm presuming that's what he said. It was something along those lines. My understanding of Spanish is pretty rudimentary at best, and I just kind of make up in my mind what I think he's saying. So I pieced it together with the words police and the fact he gave me it in a kind of urgent manner. So that was my presumption. And obviously it's easy to prove that you've just purchased something and that was an essential task, getting some food for my dog. So that was a good thing to be able to have that and know that they can't say anything. But anyone that needs to get around or do anything illegal needs to be careful, because the police are out in full force. So the idea of traveling anywhere with any flowers or anything like that is a shady one at the moment, and not one I'd want to be doing. And yeah, it's no fun at the moment because there's a lot of people in the city that want flowers and they can't get it because all the clubs are closed because of the legislation and the orders of the government. So that's the current situation, where it's very difficult for a lot of people. Hopefully everyone's stocked up and in a good enough position. Yeah, I've always been a rainy day person. I always hoard things anyway, so I'll always have more than I need for any situation. And I'm glad that I have when it's come to this right now. I'm smoking more than I've ever smoked, just because I'm stuck. It's like, I'm not even stuck in the house. I can walk my dogs. I can do what I want, really. It's no real different. But the idea that I have to be here and that I can't do things and that I can't go into the city and make money and make things happen, is super frustrating. So it is crazy, like the idea that the dog park near where I live, someone from the government, police I presume, some kind of council official, actually put tape over the dog park to stop people going in. And I just avoided it and walked my dogs down a different place to where it's just like an olive and grape grove. And when I came back the next day, someone had just tore that down and gone in there anyway. So people aren't really paying attention to that. Everyone seems to be allowed to walk their dogs, and there's still activity in the city, like in the towns, but it's very minimal and people are being asked where they're going. So, yep, it is a crazy lockdown. It is pretty much everyone has to stay home except for essential things, but a lot of the scaremongering does seem a bit over the top. I hear crazy stories about hospitals being packed out and mayhem and no beds and things like that. But one of my friends is pregnant and she went for a hospital checkup a week ago and she said it was pretty normal in there. There was no excess of people. There was no panic. Is all they were doing is just making everyone be a little bit extra cautious with sanitization and cleaning hands and things like that. So some of the scaremongering I do wonder about. Obviously there's issues, but I try not to worry and listen to the media. I think the best thing for people to do is self-isolate and pay attention in that regard, but don't pay attention to all the news about this number of people are sick, this number have died, this has happened, this is these numbers, this country, that's numbers, and all of these different figures and numbers are just causing panic and nervousness and fear. What you just need to do is stay at home, be positive, eat as much fruit and veg and immune boosters, and be positive, stay positive, because that will make your vibration fucking a lot higher and that will make you a lot more fucking resilient to catching any viruses on top of eating well. So do these things and be around loved ones. Just a good energy of being around your loved ones is going to protect you and keep you feeling better. So do these things. Don't go out if you don't need to. Don't risk it. I know when you're young, you feel fucking invincible. I'm pushing 40 and I still feel invincible and I am far from it. So I understand what it's like to be young and to be like, wee, fuck it, let's go out on the piss, coronavirus my ass. Like, I understand to be young and dumb and full of cum and doing stupid shit. And I would have probably had that attitude where I would have been like, yeah, let's go out, less people out, more chance for us to meet women. Like, you'll come up with any old excuse to just like make the most of a bad situation and ignore what you're being told to do when you're young. So hopefully everyone's being sensible and just saying, you know what, fuck it. Let's just stay at home, watch some funny shit on Netflix, binge watch some bullshit on TV, have a few laughs with some friends, FaceTime some people, just amuse yourselves. You've got good people in your life, spend time with them. Make the most of it. I'm super upset that I ain't back in the UK for my niece's birthday. That's a heartbreaking situation for me. I would have loved to have been there and to have sung happy birthday to her and been with all my family, but instead my parents are in London, my sister's in Coventry and I'm in Barcelona, and none of us get to spend the time together on my niece's first birthday. So it's not ideal, but you just have to enjoy it. And we did a little FaceTime conference earlier and said happy birthdays and caught up with one another, and that's what I'll do over this time. I'll be in touch with my family, checking up on them, making sure everyone's healthy and happy, make sure everyone's doing well, see what they're doing to kill the time, and just enjoy the tranquility of self-isolation. That's all you can do in these situations. Look for the positives and then just think about how you're going to bounce back from it, because that's the real key. If it is going to be a struggle for you and it is going to knock you back and make life difficult, because it will do for me, this has been a huge financial knock on me for me to bounce back from this, I'm going to have to come up with some fucking cool ideas and some cool seed offers and hope that growers are doing well still, because yeah, luckily growers aren't someone that should be affected by this, because everyone still wants to smoke and everyone still wants to grow. So I'll be doing some good seed deals and trying to pull in some cash to bounce back from this. And anyone else who's got a business, self-employed, start thinking about how you're going to do something to get out of this problem. Don't spend this time just feeling shitty and worrying. Spend this time thinking positive and thinking about what you can come up with to get back on track, because it's going to be a hard task worldwide. This is going to be one of the most detrimental, most impactful fucking events of our lifetime, and yeah, it's going to be a challenge for everyone to get back from, except for the elite billionaires that this won't even affect them. But for the average working class business person who's got a business that relies on day-to-day income to cover overheads, this can be crippling. So do what you can to support your friends, your family, small businesses, people that you're aware of and able to support, and keep up a positive vibe and try and make sure that we bounce back from this and that things are more positive as soon as we are allowed to go back to normal. Let's remember some of the lessons about cleanliness and pollution and all of those kind of things, and hope that there's some positive that comes from it. There's no way in the world I could have done an episode without talking about Spanibus going pear-shaped and the whole coronavirus. That being said, I don't want to focus on that going forward. This will be the main talking point of that episode. But going into the next episode, I want to focus on some background stories. When I started breeding, I think I'm going to do the story about that. So that's what I'm going to get into. I also want to get some interviews done. This is a great opportunity for people to do some phone interviews with me for episodes. So if you want a feature, reach out now and we'll make it happen next week. We can do many episodes and get some good content for people to listen to. Loads of people want to kill time now, so let's give them some good content, something cool to listen to. Let's not focus on the whole coronavirus thing. Let's leave that one here. I've said my piece on it. I wish everyone well. I hope everything turns out good. No doubt I will touch on it briefly at some point. Hopefully it doesn't drag on too long and I can get a couple more episodes out and it'll all be over by the time I do. So then it'll be something we can look back on and reminisce on, and not be thinking about while under duress, which a lot of people are at the moment, worrying about elderly and more vulnerable people. So I wish everyone the best, sending my love to everyone. I hope you're all doing good. Get in touch, let me know what you'd like to hear on future episodes, what subjects you'd like me to touch on, and thank you for listening. Thanks for the support. Thanks to our sponsors, as always, Pure Sativa, Moonshine Hydroponics, The Plug Barcelona and the whole Plug Empire, and Tresor BCN. Thank you to all of those guys. Your support is much appreciated, and I know we're all going through a hard time because of Spanibus and the current situation, but I wish you all well, and fingers crossed it doesn't go on too long. Make sure you check out all of those companies if you need a nice foliar or a little nutrient enhancer to boost your crop. See Moonshine Hydroponics. Check out The Plug. They've got seed lines and clothing online that you can get. Tresor Barcelona, they'll be open again soon. Make sure you check them out. Go and support them. Pick up some of the limited edition t-shirts they've had done with some of the artists that they've had featured up there. Also, PureSativa.com. Check out all the special offers and great new seeds they've got available. And yeah, that's it. Thank you for listening. Take care, and I'll speak to you all soon. Before I go, a quick thank you to an old friend of mine from Northwest London, Desi Soundboy on Instagram. That's DESISOUNDBOY. Check him out. An amazing producer. Grime, trap, drill, reggae. You name it, he can do it. Lots of skills and a wonderful person. Make sure you're following him. Massive thanks for him getting this beat to me. I put him under a lot of pressure and got him to rush to get it done, but I love it and expect to hear a lot more from him on the show. I'll be featuring his work lots. So yeah, big thanks to him. Take care, guys. Come on, light it up.